Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The word repentance demands a change of heart, resulting in a change of life. While the word repentance appears less frequently in the Old Testament than it does in the New, the idea of changing one's mind that produces a change in life is very prominent in the Old Testament. The prophet Amos never uses the word repentance of man. But what else could he have in mind when he wrote, "I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. The palmer worm devoured them. Yet you did not return to me, says the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have you not returned unto me, says the Lord." Amos 4, 9, and 11. The moral and spiritual conditions in Israel during the 8th century B.C. had begun to deteriorate badly. Immorality flourished among the people of God. Their worship was a sham. If they had been of the right disposition, they could have changed and saved the nation from the Babylonian exile. Isaiah begged them to cleanse themselves of all uncleanness. "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil before my eyes, cease to do evil." Isaiah 1:16. Accepting God's gracious offer to help the nation heal from its spiritual apathy and moral corruption would have been a step in the right direction. They had to change their mind toward evil, but that would not have been sufficient. Isaiah commanded the people of God, "Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widows." Isaiah 1:17. I wonder how many people in our world, including millions who call themselves Christians, think that refraining from evil constitutes the major part of Christianity. Please understand that I am not denying the absolute necessity of putting away evil from before the eyes of the Lord. But conceivably, one might do that and fail as a Christian to serve the Lord. That was also true under the Jewish covenant. Please take note of the positive commands the Lord gave to Israel. Learn to do well. God, not man, determines what doing well means. It involves doing what God commands in the way God commands it. Seek judgment. The word judgment is the word usually translated justice. Justice is one of the major themes in the Old Testament, especially in the writings of the prophets. The prophet Amos charged Israel, "Let justice run down as waters, and righteousness like a mighty stream." Amos 5:24. Relieve the oppressed. The New American Standard Bible renders the Hebrew, "Reprove the ruthless." God has always been concerned about those who were being mistreated. He delivered His people from the bitter bondage in Egypt. Judge the fatherless. How are the fatherless going to make it in this world if God's people do not care for them? Plead for the widow. The little book of James gives this insight for Christians. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. You can clearly understand from our study of Isaiah 1:6-17 that religion means more than hating and turning away from evil. Other biblical writers stress the same truth. Amos charged the Israelites in the 8th century B.C., "Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as you have spoken. Hate the evil, and love the good, and establish justice in the gate. And it may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph." Amos 5:14-15. The Apostle Peter admonished his readers, "For he who will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." 1 Peter 3:10-11. Thank you for listening.